I'm Emma Curtin, host of a new true crime podcast called Murder Archives. It's set in Toorak in 1929 about the murder of Norma Rees-McLeod. Search for Murder Archives where you're listening right now.
Samo Related is supported by supersimplecards.com. Get a pack of greeting cards from Super Simple Cards using the offer code SOMEHOW at the checkout. supersimplecards.com. Check them out. So find a link in the show notes or go to supersimplecards.com. Get 10% off your entire order when you use this code SOMEHOW at the checkout. All shipping is free. Yeah, well, get a great pack of environmentally friendly cards. They'll save you time and money. Go to supersimplecards.com.
You know how you, if you're a smoker, you go outside?
Yeah.
At a restaurant or wherever?
Yeah, you got to go very far away these days.
And you can you smoke outside a restaurant?
No, you got to move a certain meters away, I think, these days, yeah.
Because I went, had, do you ever have lunch by yourself in like a restaurant that's...
Sometimes.
What do you do? Not if you're often. By yourself, you'll tend to...
I'll go home. Or like Bert Newton, I don't know if I've mentioned this before, one of his favourite things is to sit in the car and eat a chicken by the river. I often do a Bert, go sit in my car.
I don't mind a bit of that. But yeah. Then what happens? Do you check your lap after that?
Oh, yeah. You've got all crumbs in it.
Yeah, and it's embarrassing. Because I did that the other day. Then I flicked them out and I felt... Because people could see me sort of throwing... Flicking the crumbs out. It's a bad look.
Look, sometimes I buy like a kebab. I've got to eat in the car because I can't take it home in front of my partner. She'll get angry. So... And she'll go, what did you have for lunch? And I'll just go, oh, sandwich.
I told you about that time I was going around to see a friend and he lived in on the 8th floor of an apartment building. And I pulled up and I had a sunroof. And I got McDonald's because if you're going to see someone, you don't want them to feed you, but you know you're going to be there for a while, so you've got to get something to eat. And then he looked out his window and looked down and could see me through my sunroof, just inhaling a burger.
Yeah, right.
He said it was quite repulsive to watch, he couldn't stop watching because anyway, I was at a restaurant. It was just a cafe.
Yeah,
but. The people on the next table, because you know when you sit quite close.
Yeah.
They were elderly. It was a group of elderly women. They had so much perfume on.
I know. Yeah, it's just, and it affects your taste.
Yeah. You're going, you should have your own section in the restaurant.
Yeah.
It should be old ladies with perfume.
Oh, man.
And men with aftershave.
Oh, men that come around to fix something in your house.
Too
much aftershave.
Put it on with a fire hose. I mean, have a smell. Oh, you can feel it on the back of your throat.
Oh, I don't. When I get a coffee for my partner Kieran every day, there's a guy who makes it and she won't let him make it because his aftershave is too strong.
So how does it?
Well, it goes into the coffee.
No.
Yeah, you can smell it.
No.
Yeah.
Because they have no, those people have no sense of.
I don't use aftershave.
I haven't used aftershave for years. Yeah.
I got a bottle of Brut 33 off my dad for my 21st and that was it.
Well, what you do, if you are going to wear aftershave, you don't put it on your skin, you squirt it in the air, then you walk through it.
Oh, what do you do?
Yeah, that's my tip for the day.
Metrosexual tip of the day.
Spray it in the air and just gently walk through it. Walk through it like a man. Walk through it like a tough guy.
Like someone's made a bad smell. You know when you walk through a bad smell, you go, oh, what was that? Awful.
Yeah, someone, anyway, no, let's not go there. Anyway, yeah, I just think they should have their own section. If they are, especially, there must be a name for a group of ladies.
Perfumed old ladies, yeah. A gaggle.
And I was on the next table and it put me off my soup.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
Wintertime, soup and toast doesn't get any better than that.
Oh, yeah. Have some tonight. I can't have another kebab. I had one yesterday.
You can't really have soup in soup in a cup, or do you go soup?
Soup in a bowl, generally.
Yeah, spoon.
Yeah, spoon.
Toast.
Yeah, yum. Oof.
Are we on?
We're on.
Hello and welcome to Somehow Related. And now please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Yes, and welcome to the show, Somehow Related, where we get two topics that are somehow related. They don't seem like they're related, but they are.
From the title page, it looks like you and I are related.
We're not related.
We're not related, but our heads are sort of poking it. It looks like we're doing something behind the words, and we're not.
We're eating soup.
Little eyes appearing over the top. Somehow related.
So, shall we get our topics?
Well, do you want to explain how the show works?
Oh.
If you're a first-time listener. Hello, first-time listeners.
Hello.
That might be. Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Well, we get two topics from Sam, our computer friend, our robot.
Yeah. She knows.
She knows the answer, and she tells us the answer at the end of the show, but we don't know the answer. And these topics sound so bizarre, but they are somehow related.
Yep.
All right, what are they, Sam?
Your subjects today that are somehow related. Sunglasses, Chinese judges.
Okay. Chinese judges.
That doesn't really... I mean, I love sunglasses.
You love
sunglasses.
Think about Chinese judges, though. You get a decision in like half an hour later. Sorry. You want another...
Another I've had decision. No experience in Chinese judges. In fact, I don't think I've ever been in a courtroom.
Oh, yeah, you've never been in a courtroom ever. Never.
Well, I've been to old ones where they do... There's one in Melbourne, the old magistrates' court, where you can go into... And they do comedy there sometimes, or they do tours and stuff.
Yeah, I love it.
You went in the courtroom?
Oh, yeah.
To watch?
Yeah, I went in recently just because a friend of mine is a federal judge and just went along to have a look.
Federal judge?
Mm, yeah.
It wasn't Morty Bombeck.
See, who's that?
He's a federal judge. Oh, I just did a gig once at Ajax as a Jewish football club.
I can pick any topic. I will pick any vocation and you will have done a gig for. Well, okay, plumbers?
I did plumbers last Friday.
Electricians.
No, I've done them. Yeah, I did them.
What about like a
pick something obscure?
Oh, all right. But no, dentists.
Yes, I've done dentists.
No.
Yeah, dentists are all right. I always say to them, I know what you're doing with all your little codes. You know, because they say get a local A46. That's a massive needle, guys. I know because I've been to the dentist a lot. That's what I always say to dentists. I did this gig at a Jewish football club. Where all the kids, I had no idea. And I said to this guy, what do you do for a job? And he said, I'm a judge in the federal court. I'm just like, what? Because, you know, most people at footy clubs are not judges. They're not judges.
They're not.
I've never met
them. They have a life and they're allowed to.
Yeah, but generally they're not hanging around at the local footy club, the judge.
So you've never even been to court for.
No. But his name was Morty Bombeck and he played for St Kilda. And he's a judge. He's like Supreme Court or Federal Court.
So you go, hey, Morty, if you saw him.
Oh, yeah. Morty, remember me?
Would you have to, if you saw him in the court, you'd have to bow.
Oh, I'd be in trouble too if I was in that courtroom.
Well, I have been to court.
So you went recently. What was on trial?
Oh, there was a few different ones on just, it was just.
Sort of civil cases or that you don't understand?
A lot of it was domestic. Stuff, you know, pretty lot of
that's trouble, grim.
It's pretty grim.
It's grim.
And then one of the ladies from what's that show, Housewives?
Oh, Real Housewives of Melbourne.
Yeah, one of those ladies and her new husband were having trouble with the. I don't want to.
Is this Judge Judy or?
I've met Judge Judy.
You've met Judge Judy.
Well, she was on the panel.
Wow.
And she sat in the and it was really interesting because see this is interesting because normally if they're in the court they're in charge. If she's on her show, she's the number one.
She's in charge.
She's in charge. When you're on the panel, you're kind of in charge, but you're not. And I think I upset her because I said to her, now you're married to a lawyer. Your arguments at home must be pretty interesting because you're both.
Good question.
You're pretty light on your, pretty good
pretty
on your
feisty.
Feet. And, you know, what do you do? How do you, because you're normally the one who has the final decision. And she didn't like it. You could see she was about to turn and give me a whack and then she realized where she was.
Yeah.
And she pulled back. And,
case closed.
Yeah. Case closed. Robbins versus. Now, what were we saying? Yes, but I actually, my father.
Was a criminal.
I'll tell you something about that. I took my father to Pentridge when it was, Pentridge is a jail in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Renowned jail. You would have seen it in the Chopper movie.
Yeah.
Famous jail. And I went there when it was closing down to just have a bit of a look around.
Closing down sale.
Yeah, and took my dad there and I got recognised and one of the security guards came over and said, do you want a tour?
Oh, yeah. It's scary. I've been there. It's a scary place. I did a TV show or something there once. That's really scary.
It's scary, isn't it? Oh. Anyway, so we're walking around. We're surrounded by people, like hundreds of people. Now, the mistake was that the security guard knew everyone. It was like them. So he's going, said the guy there, bank robber. That guy there, triple rapist. That guy there.
Oh, my God.
So I didn't – they were just normal people. Then suddenly I was surrounded.
Yeah, by criminals.
By criminals. Anyway.
Did you do the Tonight Live where they did it from Pentridge?
Yes.
You did that episode?
I was there. Oh, that's another story.
Was that scary or
– Yes. It was really scary. Yeah. Because we went in there. I was going to do a thing about number plates and they were going to make a number plate for me that said dickhead or something. Anyway, so we walk in there and the top guy goes, we know what you're up to. We know what you're going to do. You're going to make fun of these people, aren't you? You're going, no, we're not. we don't like you coming in here doing this sort of stuff. It was like, oh.
Was this a criminal or
the warden?
The warden.
This is number one top dog. So they introduced me to, we go into the remand section and I meet the top, you got to talk to the top dog.
The top screw man. Oh, you're talking about the criminal.
The criminal. Who's, yeah. What do you call them? Top.
Top rat. I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm asking Dave. You hang with these people all the time. Yeah. Anyway, and I just was then thinking, I have to let them know that, you know, that we're, I'm not going to make fun of them.
Yeah.
And then I'm going, you know, I'll be making fun of myself, and I got to say, this is really exciting for me, and I'm really interested. I'm really interested in this whole world and what goes on in here. And then he goes, I'm a double murderer. Is that interesting? And I'm going, oh, no. God, I'm getting it from both sides here. You know, when they lock, because when they lock the door in there, yeah, they say the siren goes off, you have like 15 seconds to get out, and if you don't get out, I don't know how long it is, maybe it's 30 seconds. If you don't get out, you're in there, stuck in that section with a riot. So anyway.
Scary.
So I've got
prison stories. I did a gig in prison last year, but it's changed a bit. The guy said, there will be no Blues Brothers scenes. That's what he said to me in the email.
This is my dad had a stroke, that's right, a minor stroke. And then so I was going driving down to see him because he lived down the coast, and I was driving a bit quick, and I got a speeding fine.
Yeah.
So they said to me, do you have any reason why you sped? And I went, yeah, because my father had a stroke and blah, 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 blah. So I got a thing from the doctor saying, you know, that's why I was speeding, blah, blah, blah. And then so they write back and they go, oh, yeah, it doesn't matter. We're still going to take the points off you and fine you because you've had a speeding fine within the last 5 years. And I went, why did you ask me for then?
Yeah.
Because you're gonna find me anyway.
Yeah.
So why did I waste my time going to the doctor, getting the letter, doing all the stuff? Oh, yeah. Just wasting my time. So they said, I said, do you want to take this? I thought, you know what? I will take it to court.
I
took it to court. I represented myself.
Really?
I did. I represented myself. So I had to go to Werribee Court because it was like happened on Geelong Road. And
and you get up there and go, I put it to you, sir, that you are a liar.
I got in and I probably took myself a little bit too seriously because I drove up into the car park and there were cameras everywhere and I'm going, oh, no.
They've heard about it. Leaked
that I was speeding on Geelong Road. And it wasn't for me. It was for a footballer. When I walked past, I'm waiting for the cameras to go boom, and no one did anything.
Nothing good.
And I got up and represented myself and said, Your Honour, I put it to you. No, I didn't know. He just said, what was the situation? I said, my father had a stroke, and I supplied a letter. And he said, I'm happy to give you the points back, but it will cost you $30 for the court fee.
Job done.
And I stood up and had my, you know.
Got a round of applause.
Rest my case. Did 5 minutes. Did a bit of Uncle Arthur. Did a bit of Russell. No, it was
high five people on the way out.
Yeah. So that was good. So anyway, so that's
judges. But that's Chinese judges. Sunglasses. You love a sunglass, don't you?
Yes, I do.
I love sunglasses.
Well, I have these sunglasses that have the bifocals on the bottom.
Oh.
So if I go, the embarrassing part is if I go into a coffee shop with some ladies next to me, I have to put the glasses on to read the menu.
Okay.
So it looks like I'm trying to be
cool.
Yeah, trying to be a rock star.
Well, sunglasses. Are they a relatively new thing? I mean, when
would you think that sunglasses were?
I'd say World War II. World War I.
For the pilots.
Aviators. Aviator sunglasses, which are obviously designed for pilots, yeah. Pilots. I reckon pilots would have had sunglasses, but certainly like in the 70s and the 60s, people were wearing sunglasses, but 50s, yeah, maybe. When you think of Mad Men, our reference point, they wore sunglasses then, but if you go back to the 30s, maybe. They must have been a luxury item for a long time.
So you're thinking this reference is not a current reference.
It might be an old reference. It might be turn of the century Chinese judges. Maybe they were the first to wear them or invent them. Or it's a very long bow, isn't it? Sunglasses.
If you take yourself seriously, do you like when you put sunglasses on? Do you feel a little bit more important than not wearing sunglasses, or do you just?
I just like them. I don't like the glare. I've noticed my teenage son wears them too. Now he loves them. I don't know. I know, but some people like Husey, for example, doesn't wear sunglasses.
Yeah, it's interesting. Some people just don't wear them. You go, hey, and once you start, you can't.
You can't. It's like an addiction. But as Husey's father-in-law said at his wedding, he doesn't wear sunglasses because he doesn't not want to be recognised. So his whole face is walking down the street. It's not covered up. It's me. It's Husey. I'm right here.
I don't like glare,
so.
I rode my bike down to the bay one day, put my sunglasses on, rode down to the... The bay's about a 2K ride for me. Got down there and thought, God, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good. I've ridden my bike and now I'm just going to dive into the water.
Whoa, what
took
a life.
Took my sunglasses off, stripped down, dived into the water, came back out. Then a guy walked down the beach with, a surf ski?
Yeah.
Over his shoulder with the sail, throws the board down, sticks the mast in, pulls the sail up. Bang, bang, before you know it, he's flying out there. Oh. Sort of humiliated So who wins? That guy wins.
Yeah.
At that point, I had my glasses on. I leaned forward to pick up my towel, and I swear my lens fell out.
Oh. Hate that. And then you try and put it back in?
Yeah, I tried to put it back in. And the not cool god, the god that goes, you're not cool, I'm going to show you how, stepped in and went, yeah, you're not. Don't think for a second that you're cool because you're not. And it's not a good look to stand there with sunglasses on, with one lens in and one lens out.
No, that's a bad look. Do you have expensive sunglasses or Servo Sunnies?
No, I have. Well, I got the Polaroid, and the life looks better through Polaroid.
It does, doesn't it?
Especially around water.
Oh, yeah. I buy expensive ones. Like I've had Ray-Bans and the other ones.
I wear Maui Jim.
Sends them in for us if you're listening. And yet I always sit on them and break them. So I've just got cheap ones now.
But, it's an expensive loss, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Even the chemist ones are $30 these days. Mm. All right, well, we don't have much.
I'll tell you what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Because when you're wearing sunglasses, people don't recognise you. Well, really? You think people don't recognise you.
Yeah, right.
So it's not – so something about them – it might be something about them not being able to see their eyes.
Oh, okay. So they can't see their passion or their anger.
You are getting warmer.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
If you were in court and you had your gear on.
Yeah, your little wig and stuff. You're talking about being a judge.
I'm talking about being a judge. You'd look like a certain. But so hang on. But they couldn't possibly wear them in the. In the courtroom?
I wouldn't think so.
Really?
I think it's got something to do with. Well, let's have some thinking music.
Okay, I'm edging towards something. Given that we're warmer, I'd like some thinking music, and I'll put it together for you.
Here we go. I've had a think, and you know what I think?
You go first.
I think they outlawed sunglasses. Because you know that the judges, like they banned golf. This should hurt you. They banned golf in Scotland for a while.
Who did?
The King of Scotland, because he said people were playing it too much and not working. They banned golf. Golf was illegal.
Little men hitting balls into golf.
Yeah.
Into holes in the ground.
It was illegal for about 10 years. I think I looked at it. I was so intrigued by it. Where golf was invented, as you know, because you're a golfer. I think Chinese judges have banned sunglasses for a period. Now, I don't know what that period was.
What that period was.
But I think they've banned them for reasons. Maybe it's a communist thing, because it's a communist country. The secret police can't recognise people. No sunglasses for you.
Okay.
Banned.
I'm going to go back a few centuries.
Okay.
I reckon it's going to be back, I don't know.
The Ding Dynasty? The Ming Dynasty was making this
The Ming up. Or the Ding.
The Ming or the Ding.
Yeah. That's a good name for a shop.
The Ming or the Ding.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Ming or the Ding.
And the door, when you go in, the door bell should go ding.
Ding, Ming.
And then when you leave, it goes Ming.
Ming.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to say that not only did they wear sunglasses in the street.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want to get recognised. I reckon they were the first people to wear them. I don't know why they would do this, but they would. When they would. Because you can tell what someone's thinking by looking at their eyes, can't you?
True.
So do you think if someone was thinking...
Can you tell what I'm thinking now?
That I'm boring, that I should get on with it? Okay, get to the answer. Okay. That they wore them in court so that people couldn't see their eyes. I don't know what...
See their emotions.
See their emotions. So in other words, no one could really... Because they could sort of go...
So like a hanging judge. You know, they wear... They used to wear masks and stuff.
Yeah. So they hide people. Behind their glass. I don't know where they were it all the time. Maybe there was for the final day they came out or
it's like on The Voice where they have their chair turned around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
But what'd be good is that they'd have the sunglasses on, and if one of the lawyers said something extraordinary, he could just look over his sunglasses, or he could just lift them up and go, are you serious? Anyway, I'm going back in behind here. Because when you're down there, not that you would be an old, dirty old man down the beach, but if you are down the beach.
I don't go to the beach that much, but yeah.
But if you want to look at something look at something interesting, you can look at it without looking like you're looking at it.
Oh, through sunglasses?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's your answer?
My answer is they wore them in court. I don't know what period, so people didn't know what they were thinking.
All right, let's go to Sam.
Chinese judges in the Song Dynasty around the 12th century are said to have worn crystal sunglasses to conceal facial expressions while questioning witnesses.
Whoa!
You're right.
Yeah, what was it? Ming Dong Song?
The Song. The Song Dynasty.
Song Dynasty.
Pre-Ming.
Pre-Ming, not Ding.
Not Ding. Oh, well, so that's amazing. But, I mean, does it really hide that much? That must have been big sunglasses. One of those novelty ones you get at the show.
What period was it?
Song.
But 12th century?
12th century.
What would they? How would they have made? What would they have looked like?
Well, they had glass. So didn't the Chinese invent glass? I think they did. So I assume they just put some sort of dye into the glass. I'm just, you know.
There's a look that should come back.
They should come back. Chinese judges.
Some Song Dynasty glasses.
Get your mate who's a federal court judge, show him some glasses and go, wear these in court, mate.
Yeah.
Those big glasses.
But you know what? In the Western system, you got to wear those wigs. Would you look good with one of those wigs on?
And the glasses.
And the glasses. That's not a good look.
Yeah, not a good look. You look like you're in some rap video or
something. But having said that, if you pop them up on your head with the wig on,
oh, yeah.
You go, there's a good look. Just do that on the way to court, you know, and pop them down.
Well,
nailed it.
Nailed it. Glenn nailed it. One to Glenn.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. Download it. Give us a rating. Give us a review.
Is that what you do? Can you?
Yeah, you go on the iTunes page and you can review it. All those ones on there, I've done them all. So you've got to do some this week, Glenn.
What's your fake name? I reckon you'd be Terry.
Yeah, that's interesting because I don't have a fake name because, you know, that's...
Let's try that now. If I was a policeman... And I pulled you over, and you want to give a fake name. Give me a fake name now.
I'd say Gary. Gary Davidson.
Gary Davidson. Sounds like a character from Neighbours. They always sound like characters from Neighbours, fake name. Gary Davidson from What Do You Do For A Living?
I know. I'm a... I'm a teacher.
I would have gone Fitter and Turner.
Fitter and Turner.
They're always Fitter and Turners.
Well, that's what my dad did, but I don't reckon I look like a Fitter and Turner.
So you're going to go teacher.
I reckon I look like... Well, you could be a teacher too.
Okay.
I could be a teacher.
And without hesitating, what's your address?
It's 7 Reserve Avenue. Oh, that's my parents' address. That's no good.
No, it's got to be a real lie. Go for a real lie. Go again.
Yeah, it's 20 High Street. See, that sounds fake.
20 High Street. What's
up? Malvern.
It's hard, isn't it, to lie? It's hard.
So what would you say? Have you ever had a fake name?
No, but I've done theatre sports.
And so you've got to make up stuff.
I cheated in theatre sports.
What? You cheated in... Well, you didn't do speed bump, or what do they say? Freeze?
Speed bump.
Freeze? Freeze, or what do they say?
I'll tell you very quickly. I was in the national championships. The night
wasn't... Are these the ones that were televised? They used to film, didn't they?
Yeah, no, big crowd. The audience, it wasn't going well that night. There's a thing called, I don't know, Inner With A While or something, where you had to be a certain vocation. You had a certain ailment, and I had an emotional thing going on. And you would come out, three other players would speak in gibberish, and you had to work out what you were. So they'd take you out the back. They took me out the back and then said, okay, he's a reporter with a limp who was suicidal. No, they didn't. But I was standing there in the toilet.
And you could hear.
I could hear. I'm thinking... I think I just heard what I am.
Yeah.
So I went out and then I just started talking gibberish and then flipped my pad and and wrote down some notes. Audience were nuts because I worked out I'm a reporter. For some reason, I limped. They went crazy. And then I went to the edge of the stage and looked out like I was going to jump off. They went nuts. A woman who was writing a book about theatre sports in the audience said it was one of the greatest improvisations in the history of theatre sports.
Yeah, but you know the argument is, though, I interviewed those guys from The Chaser once.
Yeah.
And I watched some of their stunts. And I was, like, amazed at how brave they were. They would go into shops with balaclavas on and pretend to...
And was it real?
No, it wasn't real. Because the guy goes to me, and he said this on the radio, he's one of them, I can't remember if it was Chaz or one of those guys said, but we get the same result. So you're sitting there.
Yeah, that's right.
You think it's real. Yeah. All those people in that audience thought it was real.
Yeah.
What's it matter? It's show business.
It's like you
and at that point, I just thought.
Yeah, like stand up. They think you're just thinking it up then. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you actually do.
Well, I am.
Yeah. You don't repeat any jokes.
Well, the thing about stand up is you do think it up at some point, don't you?
Yes.
That's why people say about improv, all my stand up is improv, but it was just at one point. You know what I mean?
See,
it's all in the book. It's all in the theatre sports book. Check it out.
I don't like those jokes where people go, they tell you a story and you think it's a story.
Oh, I hate that.
It's actually a joke.
Yeah, if the frog was.
And I have a friend of mine who goes, is this a story or is it a joke? And then he doesn't say anything, he just keeps on going. Because if this is a joke, because I'm in on this, if you're just doing a joke and not telling a story, I'm going to be really annoyed. And then they go, and the duck said, you know, what's for lunch? Ducks can't talk. That's not a real story.
Yeah. But did I tell you how I went to the fish and chip shop the other day? And I didn't get many chips. And I said to the guy, "What happened? Was that fish alive when you gave it to me?" And the guy said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "Well, it's eating all my chips." that's a joke. See, it's a great joke.
See, you've finished strong.
Yeah,
fish and chips. That'd be nice right now,
that'd be
wouldn't
nice,
it?
Nice, wouldn't it?
Yum. Yeah. In a box or wrapped up?
No, I wrap it wrapped. In a box means it's a yuppie shop, but it's still, I have both. I don't care. Yuppie, old school, whatever.
It's easier to pass.
Just go easy on the herbs. Don't put it, like grilled. You know, go to grilled. I've had this discussion with you before, but there's too many herbs on the chips. Get your rosemary off my chips.
Get your rosemary.
They put rosemary and shit on it and oregano. I don't like it.
It's the chicken salt.
It's not chicken salt.
That's what's good, though. You'd accept chicken salt.
I prefer chicken salt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we painted a picture.
Somehow Related is supported by supersimplecards.com. Get a pack of greeting cards from Super Simple Cards using the offer code SOMEHOW at the checkout. supersimplecards.com. Check them out. So find a link in the show notes or go to supersimplecards.com. Get 10% off your entire order when you use this code SOMEHOW at the checkout. All shipping is free. Yeah, wow. Get a great pack of environmentally friendly cards. It'll save you time and money. Go to supersimplecards.com.